MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, February 5, 2025. The conviction of a Beverly man who has been in prison for 35 years has been overturned. Sewage flows into Rockport Harbor following a break at the wastewater treatment plant. Sunny, mid-40s, Sideside, Gloucester Harbor, 4:46 p.m. Salem News reporter Caroline Enos writes that a judge has overturned the conviction of the man sentenced for committing arson and killing 15 people in the 1984 Elliott Chambers rooming house fire in Beverly. 61-year-old James Carver has spent 35 years in prison following his 1989 conviction on 15 counts of second-degree murder. His sentence was formally vacated by Superior Court Judge Jeffrey Karp in Lawrence Tuesday afternoon, 1 month after Karp approved Carver's fifth request for a new trial. He was released on personal recognizance and is now living in a wheelchair-accessible rest home, according to his attorneys. Stephen Hagen's writing in the Gloucester Times, work to repair a wastewater treatment break and ensuing sanitary sewer overflow is being conducted in Rockport. The overflow took place on Pleasant Street at 1 p.m. Monday as a result of a break in the wastewater treatment plant intake force main, part of the town's wastewater system, according to town officials. Robert Craig, the Geographic Information System Program Manager for the town's engineering division, indicated Tuesday that the break in the intake force main on Pleasant Street was being repaired and sewage was being pumped from Dock Square at a rate of approximately 350 gallons per minute into a catch basin, which discharges into Rockport Harbor. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
According to Massachusetts State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr, the legislature is currently debating this session's rules that are intended to increase transparency on Beacon Hill.
So as we begin the two-year legislative session, as I mentioned, that began on New Year's Day of this year, one of the first things that we have to do is establish the rules by which the House and the Senate operate and by which the House and the Senate operate when we're acting together. And those rules are critically important to transparency and to efficiency, and they govern every legislative thing that we do. Every bill that gets filed, how it gets treated, how it gets reported, how it gets voted on, how the sessions operate. And so I think this is a particularly important subject, and I'm hoping by sharing some of this information with you and your listeners, Rick, that we're able to bring some more attention to it. So in the next couple of weeks, we will have a debate in the House and a debate in the Senate about two sets of rules, the rules that govern the particular branch where they're being debated. So the House has its own set of rules, and the Senate has its own set of rules. And then there are joint rules, and those joint rules affect things like the various committees of the legislature, who often are joint committees. The way conference committee reports, reconciliations of different versions of a bill are dealt with, a whole host of things that may seem a bit mundane, but in the end are critically important. And so there is a temporary rules committee in the Senate, which is now considering all of those rules changes. I expect that it will make a report soon, and then we'll have the debate that I described, probably very soon. And it's a rare opportunity, comes only once every 2 years, that we have the chance, Rick, to increase transparency. And on Inauguration Day, when the Senate President was sworn in, when I was sworn in, we each made a commitment to try to pursue increased transparency.
That's State Senator Bruce Tarr. And Zach Laird is reporting on itemlive.com. The town of Nahant and U.S. Representative Seth Moulton will announce tomorrow that the community will receive a $3.5 million grant to stabilize and restore the dunes along Short Beach. According to Town Administrator Tony Barletta, the funding comes from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. It is also the largest grant that the town has ever received. Aside from an appearance from Moulton, Town Administrator Tony Barletta, Selectman Rob Thibault, and Massachusetts Energy Management Agency Director Don Brantley also went to Short Beach to celebrate the milestone, highlighting the progress of the project and their ambitions to revitalize the area. In high school basketball from last night, Salem topped Winthrop 82-45. Kanae McLeod led the Witches with 37 points, including 11 three-pointers. Other scores, it was Swampscott 69, Saugus 51. Big Blue are now 9-6. Mascanomen over Danvers 92-46. The Chieftains improved to 15-1 for the season. St. Mary's 69, Bishop Fenwick 42. The Spartans are unbeaten with 17 wins, and last night Jake Fortia led the way with 18 points. In girls basketball, Hamilton Wenham beat Gloucester 42-26. It was Masco 42, Danvers 39. The Chieftains now have a record of 14-2. Swampscott 39, Saugus 29. Anna Canders led the Big Blue with 14 points. Andover 66, Beverly 29. Also, Peabody beat Marblehead 43-27. Olivia Gaynor paced the Tanners with 14. St. Mary's 51, Bishop Fenwick 41. Bella Uwami poured in 22 points for the 16-2 Spartans. Year in and year out, one of the North Shore's top girls basketball programs is still winning. Pentucket High School is currently 14-2 on the season and ranked number 8 in the latest Division III power rankings. St. John's Prep hosts Avarian tonight in an important Catholic Conference matchup. This is Prep Coach Christian Hansen.
We're playing Zavarian, team that beat us 2-1 the first time, team that we have battled with for the last several years. Both teams have been ranked high, no different this year. So it's a really important conference game for us. And I feel like I constantly repeat that to the kids, but the truth is, I mean, conference points are at a premium, and one point will probably separate the championship from second place. So you just try to, put that value on every point and make sure the kids realize it. And as luck would have it this week, both our games are against the best two teams in the conference in Stam and Zavarian, if you throw us into that mix too as the third team. So we're going to have our hands full, and it's really tough to have them back-to-back. But, these kids are prepared for it, and we played a difficult schedule all year, so they're used to me coming in the locker room saying, today's a huge game.
That's St. John's Prep hockey coach Christian Hansen. And the Bruins and Celtics both won last night. The Bruins beat the Wild 3-0, while the Celtics topped Cleveland 112-105. Celts are off tonight. The Bruins play the Rangers in New York. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.